I'm Iswellen, and this is Iswellen Writes Stories for Adults, the pop-up. I'm just going to come on for no reason and tell you what the plan is going forward. Well, the week's plan anyways, maybe. How are you today? I'm going to share this out. I'm looking for the appropriate links. I've had some issues with my computer. Maybe there's some computer whizzes out there. Some smart people who can help me figure out what is going on. Oh dear. Some things have been moved around on my desktop and on my computer a little bit. Some of it I did and some of it. There we go. Why is the music only going one time? Come chat. Get the Podbean app. And join me. And where's the link? It is all. Hey, Rockin' Al, how are you? Get the link and join me. Where is the link? Where I'm sharing. I'm copying a link. I am posting it. Oh dear. Oh no. Oh, that's totally the wrong thing. You know, you ever have a lot of saved content on your... Oh, dear. Join me. Yeah. Good Lord. Why is that whole... That was not the right thing. Copy. It's copied now. It says it's copied now. We'll see if it's copied. There we go. That is that. I'm going to share it on my other, on stories. Also, while I'm doing this, I know I'm just so entertaining while I'm posting things and trying to get things out instead of the show. Listen to just... Oh, the music is going to stop again. Okay, it's going. So, yeah, just listen to the music and relax. Just ease into the music and, you know, close your eyes a little bit while I dink around and try and figure out. The other thing I wanted to say was, let's see. There's a new link tree in my Your Story Told profile. I'm going to go ahead and turn the music off while I talk about this. There's a new link tree in my Your Story Told profile that says rate and review the podcast here. Interview, interest form here. Tell me your podcast experience and donate to show, keep the show going. So that is a link tree. You can click the link tree in my profile on the Your Story Told Twitter account. I have three accounts. If you're wondering, what did I, this woman is always talking about Twitter. This is kind of the Twitter podcast, isn't it? I meet people there. I invite them on. We talk. We chat. There, we do poetry. We read. We laugh. I also meet authors on Facebook. And did you hear a couple of my last author interviews, which are amazing? Allison Ames is one of my favorite writers. Her books, when they came out, I was like, ah, oh, just all over them because they met this primal need to read about heroes and heroines who are fighting and surviving and falling in love at the same time. Excuse me while I gulp some water. I'm going to post that interview today. So anyways, you can go to my link tree on the Your Story Told account. You can rate and review the podcast. If you click on that, it takes you to, dun da da da, it better be taking me to, it takes me to Podchaser. And you can rate the podcast. You can just by hitting stars. You can follow it from there. You can find episodes. You can share it on your Twitter and your Facebook. You can bookmark it. And yeah, it will help me grow. It will help me get seen if I want to keep doing this. I have a wonderful audience, and I love you, my audience. I love everybody who comes and listens, and you come and listen to your friends talk, and you come once in a while to listen to me talk, and you guys are so fantastic. I have to tell you, I'm sorry. I'm a little greedy. I would love to reach out and connect with more of you so that when I have other authors come on and other writers come on, I can introduce them to you. And spread the word and get the word out about the magic of naughty Twitter and poetry Twitter and all the different aspects. There's even an art Twitter, which I would like to be more involved in. And it's all kinds. Oh, good Lord. The art Twitter is all kinds of art, from the naughty art to the, oh, pardon me, yawn come out of nowhere. Excuse me. From just all kinds of incredible art and creativity is there as well. I'd love to have. And then the voice artist Twitter. And I know I haven't been following really close, but I know there's been a ton of just conflict. And hey, people, there's been a ton of conflict and pain and some heartache and just some misuse of platforms in the VA community. In the last, I don't know, 6 months, it's just come out. Maybe it's been there and it's just come out. I know that that has really been heartrending and painful for some people. I haven't followed it tight enough, so I can't really, you know, I'm not going to take sides. I never do that. But just know that we're all human and we all make mistakes. All of us. And sometimes you get thrown into a situation that you did not expect, that you do not understand, that you have not evaluated the power or the influence that you might have on people in that situation. And you just go with the flow and you are hungry for it and you take advantage of it and you make massive mistakes. The best thing you can do then is own up to them, right? So, you know, we're all human. We all do that. And I hope that as things are discovered and as we grow as a community, that we can embrace forgiveness and understand that we all have been in that really, that place where we were the bad guy. I definitely have. I just think about my driving, people. I just think about my driving. You know, you ever get up in the morning and you're like, oh my gosh, and you're going to work and it seems like everybody's in your way and there are people who are just not driving smart or they're zipping and cutting you off and they're doing crazy things and they just come this close to clipping your headlight or they're so freaking slow and you're in a hurry and they're going 10 miles below to merge and you're like, ah, ah. And you want to scream and yell and get really frustrated and road ragey at them. Just think of all the times that you have been emotional driving. Oh, come on. We all do it. You're emotional driving after a relationship breakup and you are not in the driver's space and you do stupid stuff. Come on. I am not the only one, right? That's what I think about. I'm always like, well, that time, you know, that person cussed me out because I was driving is because I was not all in that moment. I was being human. And so the next time when I'm on the road and I'm feeling road ragey because I'm in a hurry and or I have to get somewhere or somebody's taken 5 minutes to look at their phone at a stoplight, I always remember, hey, I do stupid stuff too. Okay, there was a conversation on Twitter before I came on, and this is like one of these my passionate conversations. So if you happen to have come on because of that conversation, feel free to call in today. It is an open mic. We are open mic. I wanted to talk about that. I've been talking about doing this poetry thing where people come on and we like read poetry and exchange words, or they read their work or whatever. And we're going to organize something actually the 23rd for if you are a reader, a poet, and you have poetry and you kind of want to do it, but you've never done it before. And you feel like maybe I should be able to read my own poetry out loud, but I have no idea what I'm doing. We are Sworn, who has come on. If you look back a few episodes, he's a fabulous reader. He's a professor, actually a teacher. He has a heart to get people, to encourage people to read their own words, to communicate through their own words. And we are developing kind of a heart read, where you can come on and read your poetry, read your words, and tell a little bit about what inspired them, and then also get some feedback to your words and how to read them. I don't know if you've ever heard me read before. I don't know. Some people say I'm okay at it. Some people don't ever listen. So I don't know. But I had drama in high school, and I'm pretty comfortable behind a microphone, so I have read before pretty often. So that would be something I could help you be comfortable at, and I know Sworn could, and encourage you to do, how to do better. My biggest tip right now, go slow. Savor those words that you wrote. Every one of them has power. Just slow it down. That would be my biggest bit of advice for anybody who's going to read. It's usually the one that the issue that most readers maybe kind of have. So, yeah, you are welcome to call in today. Now, the other thing that we were talking about on the Twitter, please do call in if you want to call in. I would love that. The other thing that we were talking about on the Twitter, was the definition of erotica and romance. Oh, if you have listened to my show for any length of time, you know that I've talked about this quite a bit, and it matters. It matters a lot if in marketing and in readers and in what readers want and in who your audience is. Why is it important to know who your audience is? It's only important if you want to sell your book. If you're just writing for you and you really, it's just kind of this thing to express your fantasies and your journey and create worlds in it. It just scratches that itch to be creative. That is a marvelous and beautiful and important and valuable thing. Do it. Do it and finish the story. Do it for yourself. Get it done. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Don't wonder if it's going to be good enough. Just do that for yourself. And if when you're done with that, you think, I want to share this with people. It is so much easier to share a book like that, either free too, or for sale, if you know who might enjoy it. Who's going to enjoy your book? Who might connect with it? Who are you communicating with? Are you just standing in the middle of the street yelling at everybody, like calling a taxi? Hey, here's my book. Come read it. And then you're standing there with 100 million other people. Hey. We're all like the seagulls. Instead of mine, you're like, read me. Read my mystery. Read my fantasy. Read my adventure. Read my erotica. Read my romance. Read me. There is a reason why it matters. Because you want to connect with those readers. There are readers out there who are voraciously reading books and they are looking for their next book. There are readers out there who read so much that they're burnt out and they're waiting for that book that's going to wake them up again. There are readers out there who love to explore new ideas. They are looking for non-conformative new voices. They're looking for voices that look like them, that understand their experience, that or readers who are looking for voices that don't look like them. And they're looking to understand an experience that they have never had. They're looking to hear a voice that they have never encountered. How do you connect with those readers? Is it even important? So that's why it's important to know if you are writing erotica or romance or some other genre. Okay, you ready? I'm going to lay it on you. Here is the big definition between romance and erotica. Erotica is the erotic, sensual journey of one person from beginning to end. That's it. It focuses on the sex. It does not necessarily have to be written for titillation, for as porn to get somebody off. It can be written as a personal exploration, sensual exploration, but it is the journey of that character. And yes, there can be multiple characters, but it is their individual head journey of pleasure from beginning to end. Romance is the romantic journey of one or more, because there are reverse harems now, that are romances, the romantic journey of one person from the beginning of that romance to the end of that romance. It is the main plot line. One of the questions on Twitter was, what if all that romance is told through sex? Have you read my second book? Character development. Sex is action. It's just action like a fight scene. It is action like a theft. Like, you know, if you have a book that is about a thief and the whole point of the book is the stealing the object. Sex is just the action that is driving your story forward. And within the action, you can have setting, character development, relationship development, all of that can happen within the sex. In fact, it makes it a better book if it happens within the sex. If you have the sex just for he put his hand here, she moaned like this, he put his cock here, she did this, they both came, then they were done. Versus a scene where I could read something versus a scene where they come together and they have a mutual joining and their souls connect and she begins to understand that he thinks she is the most beautiful thing he has ever seen and he is not afraid of any part of her body and he begins to understand that this woman is in his care and she is opening herself up and making herself vulnerable and allowing him to connect with her and to love her. And also the same thing, he can do the same thing. He's going to allow her open up and allow her to connect with him and to love him and adore him. And there's trust and there's revelation and there's new erogenous zones and new experiences and they share that together and they open up and walk into this new place where they are holding hands and they are one person and they are exploring all of that from beginning to end in all the conflict of relationship. How does it end? Romance almost always ends with a happily ever ending or a happy for now. The romance, the big, what's it called? The big, you know, the big convention. Romance Writers of America, the big club, they define it a little looser on the ending. They, you know, it comes to a satisfying conclusion or something. But readers want a happily ever after. Some readers do want, you know, that tearjerker crying kind of ending. But most readers want a romance, a happily ever after or happy for now. And if you don't give it to them, if you leave them with a cliffhanger and they're not warned, but if you give them a sad ending and they're not prepared for that, you could end up with bad reviews. Why does that matter? 1-star reviews will pull down your ranking on the algorithm, and your book is less likely to get seen. The other thing about erotica and romance is Amazon does not care. If you are putting books, selling books for on Amazon, and you have sensual scenes in the books, Amazon will rate those sensual scenes however they darn well please, and it has nothing to do with how much. Well, it might, but it, you know, if you put them farther back in the book rather than in the beginning, which is stupid. Why does that matter? If you are more graphic or have more kinky sex, that might matter. There are certain words that are trip their that trip their algorithms. That might matter. What is the difference between erotica and romance on Amazon? Sales. You cannot advertise erotic sensual romance on Amazon. You can romance, paid advertisement. You cannot erotica, as far as I understand. I've not been able to. Erotica is at the back of the store, and really, really kinky erotica, adult content, is hidden, and sometimes people can only find it if they know what they're looking for. It doesn't pop up in suggestions. So that matters too. That's why your audience matters, because how is your audience going to find that book? They're looking for that a lot of romance readers want a certain kind of, you know, they want a certain kind of like they're looking for the bad boy, they're looking for enemies to lovers. They want a certain kind of what's it called? Trope in their book. That's the audience you're connecting with. That's why it's important to know who your audience is. They're looking for that trope. They're looking for a hero that is defined. He is clean cut. He is good looking. He follows through. He is honorable. He is wanted by other women, and he chooses his one. They're looking for a certain kind of read to satisfy them, to give them the emotional high that they want. How are they going to find you if you don't know who your audience you're trying to connect with? It is important. Some people, like I said at the beginning, if you're writing just for you, do it. Your words are important to express. But if you're writing to capture an audience, you need to define who that audience is for every book. Could your audience book go wider? Does that mean only those people are going to read it? No. But those people are the ones who are going to gobble it up like candy and cocaine and then tell everybody about it. And it's important. I see people popping in. You are welcome to call in if you want to talk about this subject. I would love to have you. If you have something you would like to read, I would love to have you. You are welcome to come on and read. If you are, yeah, I am just here talking about romance and erotica, and there are also other, you know, people are like, well, I have this book and it's, you know, it's a really erotic or it's a literary masterpiece. I don't know. I should look on Twitter and see what else, where else the conversation goes. Because one thing I've noticed is when you're really sure about a subject on Twitter, everybody has to tell you, no, you're wrong. Especially in the writing community. especially in the writing community. Is there such a thing as just sex? I think I cannot make that judgment, especially when the whole novel is a series of sexual encounters. So yes, character development, but I'm not sure there is a distinction. Let's see. Let me see. This is A.N. Onatop who is asking questions. Okay, so on Twitter, the first question was from Guy White. What do you think makes erotica erotica? Genres are funny and blendy. What's your defining line between erotica and steamy romance? And so I answered, erotica is one person's sensual journey with sex and pleasure as the main storyline. Romance is two or more persons' romantic journey from beginning to end, with romance being the central theme. Any genre can add sex to a story at varying heat levels. You can have a murder mystery with a incredible sex scene in the middle of it that has nothing to do with romance. Right? You can have that. That does not suddenly change that murder mystery into a erotic novel. You can have a murder mystery that has tons of sex in it. But if the main plot line is solving that murder, is the murder, the mystery, and the solving of it, then it is an erotic murder mystery. It does not suddenly become erotica. It is blendy. The difference is erotica, the main point, is the sex. Can you write porn? Yes. With just sex? Yes. No emotions, step by step. Basically, for titillation? Absolutely. Of course you can. Kink-based porn? It's a thing. Right? Kink-based erotica? What if romance is told almost entirely through sexual encounters? Like I said, my second book. Asking for a friend. Is the sex just sex, or is it sex as an aspect of character development? It can be both. In erotica, you don't have to have character development per se, because it's the journey of experiencing the pleasure. You can, okay? The thing is, what makes a book a good book to a reader, right? If you're just defining it, if you're just breaking it down and defining the elements of trying to connect with an audience, there is an audience out there that does not want to mess with character development in their book. They want a beginning and a middle of an end, but they don't want angst. They don't want discovery. They don't want to mess with, they skip through all that part just to get to the good parts. You can do just the good parts. That's erotica. You can do just sex and have even a beginning, middle, and end, because the action has a beginning, middle, and an end. What makes a story? A beginning, middle, and an end. The action makes the beginning, the middle, and the end. That's all you need, is the action of it. Is there such a thing as just sex? I cannot make that judgment, especially when the whole novel is a series of sexual encounters. So yes, character development, but I'm not sure there is a distinction. There is. Why does it matter? Why do I cut it down? Why do I argue about it? Why is this my hill that I'll die on? Because I'll go back and forth, and I'll tell you again, it is all about your audience. If you want to sell your book, you need to know what your audience wants. Are you writing cuckold? You are writing to a specific audience that loves that kink. They want certain things in that kink. I have a friend, Callie Maxos, he writes really good books, and used to have people complain all the time because there were certain things in the kink that he was not doing. And he would get it pulled down his ratings on Literatica. He couldn't get the ratings he deserved because people wouldn't give him the stars because he wasn't doing the things for their kink. They liked his stories. They liked his writing. They liked his beginning and the middle of the end, but he wasn't hitting the mark with the audience that was reading the stories, so they were negatively responding. When he moved and put them somewhere else, his ratings went up because he found his audience. Does that make sense? I'm getting a message and I gotta check my messages. So you're welcome to call in about that. But yeah, that it's important. That's why it's important. Okay, I have always, and I've talked about this, even when I was in high school, the humanness of our sensuality, of touching things, I love. I'm very sensual in the sense that this blanket is soft. This blanket is rough. The carpet is this. The wall is this. I touch everything. I am one of those people. I was impossible as a kid going in the store. I had to touch everything, everything. And I understand how touch in the mouth. You know, babies and children and toddlers, they put everything in the mouth. Why did they do that? Why? Because they're touching it. They're exploring it with their senses, with their tongue. They're exploring the taste, the textures, the feeling. And does that necessarily mean they want to eat it? Sometimes they're checking it out. Is it worthy of eating? But they will put everything in their mouth because they want to understand their world. And I very much connect with that understanding of wanting to understand your world. So sensuality and sex, putting it in books and understanding a person, I want to explore that. I want to explore all the different aspects of that. I want to explore my own and other people's. I want to understand. I want to open doors. I don't want to fade to black. I want to know what's behind the closed door. And so I always was going to write something very sensual, and never fade to black, never, because that was part of the romance, is that connection. And so I'm passionate about this subject because I think our humanity is wrapped up. Our humanity is the forwarding of our humanity is in sex, right? And our kinks are so normal. Everybody has them. I talked about that in a different podcast. We all have. And in lots of podcasts, our kinks are, we should normalize them. Even the weird things that we like, you know, that we de often those things are developed before we even develop a sense of our sensual self, our sexual identity. We have something that turns us on, that gives us pleasure, that happened when we were five. Should we be condemned for that? Should we be shamed for that? You had no control over that thing. You had no control over that. And how do you get, if you spend your life hating yourself because of that thing that happened that developed when you were four, five, six, seven, 10, that you can't get out of your head, why should anybody be shamed for that? So those are kinks and those are all the other things. And I want to write about that stuff because that makes us human. That's part of our communication. Can you have character development in that? You bet you can. Absolutely you can. What makes a good book? What makes a really good book? Character development that your readers can identify with. Wait a minute. There it is again. You want to connect with readers that can identify with the character development in your book. You want to reach them. You want those, that's your audience. Your audience, if you are writing about this adult, very sensual, character development where you're fighting yourself and you're overcoming your own self-doubts and you're overcoming the characters developing and finding freedom and bliss in sex. That's character development. And your audience is not your fade to black, sweet, cozy tea cat mystery murder. That's not your audience. They don't want that. They don't want to see that. They'll one-star you and worse so fast. That's not your audience, right? If you are a man and you are writing about bimbofication of women, that's fine. That's your audience. You are reaching out to other men or women even who like that, who... maybe that's the titillation. I've seen books that are whole adventures. They're you know, like, it's a whole genre of books. And the guy goes on these adventures that are like video game or movie adventures. And he's conquering the world and he's battling demons and he's doing this and doing that. And along the way, he's creating this harem of bimbified women that serve him and whatever. They sell, they're on Amazon, somebody's buying them. Are the women having character development? Not really. Is the man? Yeah, he's growing in confidence. He's growing in skills. He's growing, conquering enemies. It's a full arc. It's a hero, different kind of heroes. So sure, you know, we can't, it's okay to define things and know who you're talking to. To walk into a room and know who's going to respond. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, and I hate labels and boxes. Let me tell you, I do not want anybody to label or put me in a box. I want to have the freedom to have different ideas that contrast and conflict with your ideas. I want that freedom. I want, so if you put any labels on me and they say that I'm just one thing, I'm a human being. That's the thing. People aren't just one thing. But a book with labels on it tells the person who's lots of different things what they're getting. It's the packaging. It's the ingredients in the package. And they know what they want. And they're like, yes, this is the vitamin that's going to feed my need for the day. So it's important to know. It's important to list out your ingredients in your book. And you know what? The more ingredients you can give that reader, the more likely they are to buy the book, which is why warning labels are important. I don't think necessarily that warning labels work as far as trigger warnings. I mean, there's been studies about it and different things. Part of the problem is you don't know what's going to actually trigger somebody or upset somebody or hurt somebody. Or connect with somebody in that really raw, painful way. You just don't always know the words. But if you have a book that has non-consent in it, you want to warn people who hate that, but also it's the ingredient some people are looking for. So you want to put that in your warning. If you have a book that has a lot of sex in it, that is lots of, I always say my books are sex-drenched, violent worlds because with power exchange, because they are. That's what I write about. In that power exchange, does that mean, we can talk about what power exchange means for me. But yeah, it's definitely something I'm writing about. So, yeah, I just came on. So go back, listen to the beginning. We're going to do a poetry kind of heart readings. If you want to be involved in that, please send me a message, DM me. Also, I'm going to do some pop-up poetry readings. And if, you know, like this, and if you're ever feeling brave and want to call in and read, I would love that. Read your work and, you know, you could even read it and I'll tell you whether or not, you know, in a scene, is this just porn? Is this just erotica? Is this, what is this? Is this romance? What am I writing here? Yeah, I would love that. I'm going to let you go. Thank you guys for tuning in, for coming and listening. Let me know what you think. Do you have thoughts on this subject? Are you passionate about this subject? Or are you just coming to listen to me talk? I enjoy you guys. It's all about communication and being human. Good Lord, sex is the thing all humans want and do and propagate to propagate the species all over the world. It is something that connects us. It is something that connects us. And that's important. We should absolutely talk about it. Okay. I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Isabel and Wright's Stories for Adults. I enjoy you people so much. Thank you guys for popping in. I see a couple people who I've never seen before. So I appreciate you. I appreciate those hearts. I appreciate your likes and your shares and going to the Pod Chaser in my profile and letting me know, you know, what you think. You could even, I hope you don't, you know, one star me, but do what you need to do. Have a great day.